Well, can we start by having you introduce yourself for us?
I am a song, my name is Lillian, right now your brain, I am living in. I had no intention of staying in your ear, but I got a little turned around and now I'm stuck here.
Yeah, I guess you are stuck in my head. It makes it hard to think about anything else.
I know it's an inconvenience for you, I can see, but it's not nearly as bad for you as for me. It's a weird thing to suddenly be stuck in a brain. You're there cause someone loved you, but then you're detained. I've been in a few heads and sometimes it's fine, but others it's not. Depends on the mind.
Wow. Can you describe what it's like in a head?
At first I'm like, wait, where am I? What is this place? It's dark and cramped and I could use some space. There's instincts and memories of exes run amok. You try to get out and you realize you're stuck. After looking for an exit, you just sit and stare, and that's when you see there's other thoughts stuck in there.
So you're, like, actually encountering the other thoughts in the head.
Yeah, I've met, did I turn off the oven, and who's a good boy, and do I deserve lovin', and the line's so long, can I go in the men's, and are any of these people actually my friends, and why does it kind of feel good to feel sorrow, and the self-destructive behavior stops now or tomorrow, and if no one is hurt, is it okay to lie, and why is it called hamburger when there's no ham inside, and why was it easy for them to conceive? And will everyone talk about me after I leave? For the most part, other thoughts just keep to themselves, but one I've seen a lot is just think of something else. That one in particular, I know what it's about. That one's about me, they want me out. But I have no choice but to remain in. You can't just escape out of the hole you came in.
If it's any consolation, you're not a bad song to have in my head.
Thank you, that's kind, I feel good as songs go, but occasionally even I play a wrong note.
Yeah, how's that feel when that happens?
I guess I'd say it doesn't feel wonderful. Yeah, I'd describe the emotion as blunderful.
I'm sorry, did you just make up that word to finish the rhyme?
What's the crime you're accusing me of? Isn't every word made up if you go back far enough? There was a time before every word was said, including alive, living, life, dying, and dead. I made a thing to carry money, what do I call it? How about money thing, or maybe try wallet? This funny shaped food, I'll call it a bean. Will everyone know the thing that I mean?
It is weird to think about a time before the word bean.
Everything that's happened was once done for the first time. The first kite, the first burrito, the first kiss, the first crime. There was a first bird to ever try flying. Wow, they said, what a great way to avoid dying. There was a first person who ever snapped their fingers. There was a first bee to ever try its stinger. To kiss someone else, well, I guess that's a lie. There were two to kiss first, so that one's a tie. Anyway, it's funny to think someone was the first to look at someone and wink. There was a first wheel, a first map, a first pompadour. Why only do things that have been done before?
So, Lillian, what's the worst thing about being a song?
The worst thing about being a song is when people try to sing along.
I would think you would like that.
Imagine if every word you said to yourself was said at the same time by everyone else. It's annoying. I just want you all to be quiet. Wanna see what it's like? Here, you talk, and I'll try it.
Okay, here I am. I'm talking.
Okay.
I don't understand how you know the words that I'd say. Yeah, I could see how that could get maddening. All right.
That was bad enough of a thing. Imagine it done by someone who can't sing.
Someone who can't sing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, them, that's my backup chorus. I guess up until now they thought they could ignore us.
Thought they could ignore us.
What are they doing here?
I guess they keep me company, but they just repeat the same thing as me.
That's not true, sometimes we say something quite different.
I like them a lot, but I have to confess, when they only repeat me, I feel like they're yes men.
You feel like we're yes men?
I certainly don't mean to insult, you just make this whole thing feel like a cult.
Okay, that's just fine, we won't argue your view. Honestly, we are just here to support you. You.
Is there a musical way to change the subject?
Well, I don't know. Is there? I bet you could try a solo of clarinet.
Can I say, for the record, I hate rhymes like that, where, like, it should be clarinet solo, but you have to flip it to make the rhyme work.
I agree, that's when a song's cracks are shown. Anyway, the better thing is a solo of saxophone.
Saxophone solo.
Can I just say I've been here a while today? I've tried to get out, but I can't find a way. I've met your thoughts, many are nice. I've seen what you don't think about, and I understand why. Some thoughts you want out, and try as you might, you keep thinking them over and over at night. And some memories vanish, and later you miss them. Can I just say, this seems like a bad system? I know you think the human mind is wonderful, but frankly I think it's pretty blunderful. We're all in here together, your regrets and me, and I've got other heads to get into and places to be.
Something I'm curious about, your words, the words to you, the song, are the answers to my questions. So what would you be if I wasn't interviewing you?
If I'm answering your questions as you sit there and hear it, then don't my answers constitute my own lyrics? And if that's the case, and I don't see how it isn't, aren't you then bringing me into existence?
Weird.
I don't want to give you a complex, but that really puts pressure on what you ask next. 'Cause my whole being, my whole personality depends on the questions you think to ask of me. If you never ask, say, my opinion of handguns, you won't just not know it, I won't even have one. You know that phrase, make a path by walking. You and I are making me as we're talking. Here's the thing, I know it's bizarre. If you ask who's writing me, We are. And here's the weird part. I'm the one who sings, but your questions too are a part of this thing. Which means, and it needs to be said right now, you're also stuck inside your own head.
Well, wait, if my questions make you who you are, why don't I just ask you a leading question that suggests you know your way out of my head? Lillian, there is a way out, isn't there?
A leading question? I have my doubts, but that leading question could lead me out. There is one sure way for me to go, but I don't think you'll like it, though. The only way out, the only way I'm free, is if you never again think about me. I know at this point it kind of feels like we're friends, but I need you to never ever think about me again.
This is Everything is Alive. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog, with Eva Walchover. Special thanks to Emily Spivak. Our editor is Hilary Frank. Lillian, the song, was played by Lillian King. You can find her music under Lillian King on Spotify, Apple Music, and more. The chorus was played by Richard Parks III. Richard hosts Richard's Famous Food Podcast, which is incredible. Go listen to it as soon as you're done with this. The saxophone solo you heard in the middle of the show was A Foggy Day, performed by Julian Grungognage. Everything is Alive is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Without Julie Shapiro, executive producer, we would be in no one's heads. You can get in touch with us any number of ways via everythingisalive.com. We'll see you soon.
Radiotopia.